You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. I hope you're having a good day when you're listening to this. This episode is so exciting because I have a special guest here with me, my dear friend, McKenna Gallagher, and we're going to be talking about all things small business. She runs her very own small business, Out of the Blue Swim, and has created an amazing brand around selling high-quality, sustainable swimwear. She's cultivated such an amazing community of supporters and customers and is definitely one of the most hardworking people I know. She's someone I look up to a lot and I'm so inspired by, and having her as a friend is something I'm so incredibly grateful for, and I knew I had to have her on as a guest because I know you all will love her too. Her creativity, work ethic, and passion for what she does is so magnetic, and I learned so much from her every time we hang out. So I'm so happy she's here today to talk all things business. All that being said, let's welcome Out of the Blue Swim owner McKenna Gallagher to the On My Mind podcast. Hi, Queen.
Hi.
Tell us about yourself. I know about you, but the people don't, so.
Like, what about me? What do you want to know?
Anything.
I'm currently a college student. Have an exam tomorrow.
Yay.
So fun. I live on the North Shore. I started this company September 2021. And I don't know what else you want to know about me.
You're a busy gal.
Oh, I'm very busy.
You're a full-time student.
But you know what? Everyone's busy. And like that's like when people like say like, oh my God, you're the busiest person I know. It's like, yeah, dude, but everyone's busy. I think I might be the busiest person you know that's our age.
Mm-hmm.
But so many different people are busy.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
She's 21.
I'm 21. I started when I was 20, though.
Are you serious?
I was 20 when it launched, yeah.
She was young.
I was young.
Okay. I have so many questions I want to dive into you with this. So I want to know, like, when did this idea start for you? How did it form in your head? Like, how was Out of the Blue Swim born for you?
Okay, so I really liked bikinis like in high school as well. And I actually found a journal from high school, like 2017, of bikini sketches like a year ago. And I was like, some of the styles I actually did from that journal, like looking back at it, I already produced it. And I was like,
yes,
that's crazy. But I think that I originally like finally wanted to do this when I started having to like size up or size down like drastically in other companies or just like just clothing in general. Like I think that when I have to like, you know, just dip into other people's mm-hmm. sizes, and then I'm like, oh, okay, so like then I'm wearing that size, so what, like people that usually go towards that size, what are they wearing? Like then they have to size up two sizes, and then I'm like, oh, but that doesn't exist. They don't have a double extra large, they don't have a mm-hmm. triple extra large or double extra small, you know. And so I was like, that's like, I've never had to experience like walking into a store or like trying to buy something and then not having my size. And I couldn't imagine how hurtful that would be. And so I was like, I live my life in swimsuits. Like everyone should be able to wear their life in swimsuits, especially here. I mean, we go to the beach all the time.
Yeah.
Like even if you're not tanning, even if you're fishing, you're doing whatever you're doing, you're going to wear a swimsuit, and you should have one that you want to wear that you think is cute and fits your style.
Yeah.
But I just like to show people that you have the option to shop with us if you would like to.
I love that. So you saw a gap in the swimsuit market, which I feel like is rare because swimsuits have been around for years. So it's like finding a gap in that and being like, how can I do this differently or in like a better way is really hard sometimes when you're starting a company, because it's like what separates me. So I didn't know that that's what kind of what
sparked it for you. Yeah, no, that was like my biggest issue. I was like, because I mean, I literally wear a swimsuit every single day.
She's wearing one right now.
I am wearing one right
as a top.
That's something that I wear every day. And I sometimes wear two or three by the time that I go for a morning swim. And then, you know, I'm out playing with my friends or like we're doing beach volleyball, whatever we're doing. And I'm like, okay, I actually wanted to go for a night surf or whatever we're doing. It's like, and I want to have options throughout my entire day for all those types of things.
Okay, so once this idea was in your head and you were like, I kind of want to do this, what did the steps look like to actually start? Because, you know, so many people have ideas in their head and it takes a lot for an idea to become a physical thing. Like, what did that kind of look like for you?
So every single month that I worked on this, I thought it was going to come out the next month.
No.
I'm like, guys, just wait. Like, it's just coming like next month. Like, it's coming so soon. It's coming so soon. So first was like legal stuff. So I created an LLC, mm-hmm. and that just separates yourself from the company. So anyone that's trying to start a business, I would highly recommend looking into that. The way that I learned how to start an LLC,
how?
My mom sent me TikTok videos.
See?
10. Hey. And I did it. I did the same day. And I was like, shit, this is what I gotta do.
Okay, can I swear? Yeah.
Okay.
I go, be yourself.
Yeah, so I started an LLC. And then afterwards, I started my LLC and then I came out with my name. Like, we were coming up with names. Like, I was just calling on the phone my parents. My dad's like, mm-hmm. how about Into the Blue? And I was like, isn't that like a surf movie? Like, I don't know. I was like, I feel like we gotta do something like a little bit more special than that. And then I was like, wait, how about Out of the Blue? Because it's like out of the ocean. Like, yeah. You're stepping out of the ocean. And then it tied into like, it made me feel comfortable. And like, I really liked that. And I was like, okay, I kind of love that. I liked a name that was more than one word,
mm-hmm.
just because, I don't know, it was a little bit more different. I felt like Out of the Blue could hit 30-plus-year-olds mm-hmm. and also teenagers. I was like, okay, this can kind of hit.
The name is very, like, diverse and, you know, yeah. It doesn't attract a certain audience, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, too immature. And I think that one thing, like, starting a business and having a business is that I wanted to come out strong
mm-hmm.
and I want people to take me seriously. And so I don't want people to think, oh my God, you're a 21-year-old businesswoman. Yeah, I am. Like, I am and I'm proud to be a 21-year-old businesswoman, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I really wanted that my name to reflect that and just like my company as a whole to reflect like, yeah, I'm young. And I mean, I will always be like learning in life in every avenue of life, but take me seriously because like I'm fucking ready to do this shit mm-hmm. and like to be, you know, whatever.
I'm assuming the hardest part was like finding a manufacturer, like, how do you go about that?
That was actually the easiest part.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's very not common. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest part. But my best friend actually knew a manufacturer and was waiting for someone to put like the to connect with. And so when I like said to him, I was like, yeah, you know, I think I just want to do this. And he's like, oh, well, I have someone. If you want to do that, just like let me know.
Nice.
But I think going back a little bit, what was really hard for me was the logo.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, what the fuck does a logo look like and how the fuck do I design one? Because I was like, it was also hitting the right maturity of not being too teenager,
mm-hmm.
but not being so adult that it's almost like unapproachable.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, like, and that's why I just did coconuts because I was like, it ties it all together.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. All right. So what do you think was the hardest part of like starting for you?
I just think that getting the samples right, because mm-hmm. I do all custom made. So like I do all the measurements myself. So also like learning how to measure it. Like I was measuring it all wrong at first. And I started measuring it in like January, February. And I didn't get this full, like all five styles. I had five styles in the first shop. I didn't get the last style finished until July.
That is crazy. So samples for you, it's a whole long process. Like,
yeah, so samples can take like about a month and then like shipping times and everything like that. So right. I think that like one like learning curve that I had was learning how to time things properly and estimating dates that I would actually receive stuff. Because I'd be like, oh yeah, no, it's going to be like done like this week. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get it for a week and a half because if it ships out Friday, then it'll work Saturday, Sunday, and then there's a holiday, like, and then this and that and whatever. And so I think that time management, like, not even time management, but just, like, timelines in general.
Planning.
I've learned to be pretty good at. I think the hardest part, though, is getting the styles right. Because, like, you think a triangle top would be easy. And now, I made it, and I was, at the time, I had such a small chest. And so I was like, yeah, this is fucking perfect. And now, like, my booze have doubled. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girlfriend, who is this for? I mean, like, this is for people, like, with just smaller chests. Like, this just doesn't work with people, with larger chests. And so I'm actually remaking it.
Nice. Right okay. now.
Yeah, yeah. Because I can recommend that for, like, hey, if you have a little bit of a smaller chest, you want to be, or you just, like, want to be more out, that totally works. But mm-hmm. if you want a supportive, typical tie string bikini top, go for this style instead. I think that was hard because I had 5 different styles. One pieces are hard, man.
Really? Are those harder than, like, bikinis, you think?
Yeah, because I have to, like, take into consideration straps and torso. Mm. And so, like, someone might have a way longer torso or, like, a way shorter torso. And then I have to make sure the straps still work. And then I have to make sure the hips hit right. And that we're not, like, because if it's too small, it'll literally be, like, scrunching you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I don't want my vagina to be like that, please. Like,
so when you... Because obviously when you're trying on these samples, it's just you. Yeah. And you are, like, your own size. Did you initially, like, have other people try it on to be like, what does this look like on someone else? Like, how did you figure out sizing for people who were a little bit higher in size or lower? Like,
yeah, so for the first one, I did it all myself. And I somewhat regret doing that, but at the same time, I didn't know measurements, what the sizes were to even make a sample for a size, say double extra large. I wanted to make sure that they felt comfortable on me, because I think that the other thing, like, when designing that stuff, is that not every, like, person that wears a double extra large has a large chest. Mm-hmm. And so, or, like, you know, they're just a double extra large because their shoulders are just, you know, they just have wider shoulders and they're just taller. Like, whatever it is, like, that's just the size that they wear. And so there's just so many different types of body types out there that it's so hard to, like,
cater to. Yeah.
And so even, like, recently I wanted to design something for people that have a bigger bust but a small waist. Mm. It's so hard because you have to take into account, again, like, straps. And then cup size. Okay, so what do I start at? Do I start at an A still? Or do I start at, like, a D? Is this, like, specifically for that? And then it's also just, like, coming, like, I came out with, it's called my Kai set, which is a tankini and a skirt. And I was like, okay, so, like, you know, if moms, because like, I had a lot of moms coming up to me, or, like, my friend's moms are like, sorry, your stuff's just too revealing. I'm like, I totally get it. So I came out with that, but the color's, like, a bright green.
Okay.
And so it's just, like, they're like, oh, that's just, like, not my thing. And, like, some people love it. And some people are like, I'm sorry, I just don't like that color. I'm like, I totally understand. Like, you have to buy something that you love and wear something that you love. Overall, I think the hardest part was, like, just getting the sizing down, because especially because it's really important to me to be pretty true to size. It's hard to be so exactly true to size, but just like with the way that different straps hit or tops or whatever it is. But yeah, I would say that's, like, the hardest. Yeah,
I think you do a good job of that too, because I'm like a pretty true large, and yeah. I've never... It used to be so frustrating because there's, like, other brands out there. I go, I will not simply not name drop. But, like, there's other brands where I have been, like, an extra large, and, like,
Yeah.
If I'm wearing a double XL and I'm a large, I'm like, what about the girls who are double? Like, so
which
I get that.
Which is exactly why I, like, started. Because, again, for whatever reason, say, it's also hard because sometimes, like, the cup will fit you, but the band size mm-hmm. won't. I'm trying to make everything for everyone. I really am, like, trying. And so I'm like, especially, I came out with 19 styles my first year.
Wow.
And I have, I should have counted before I came on this.
More?
I have, like, at least 20 more.
That is insane.
Coming this next year, yeah.
Okay, so you have the samples, you're happy with them. How, did you, like, outsource help for your website? Because I know, obviously, when you own a small business, it's like, you have areas of expertise, so you have to sometimes outsource. Like, how did you go about stuff like that?
So my friend that, it was a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. So my friend that helped me find a manufacturer also did websites. Fucking perfect. Like,
best of both worlds.
I was like, fuck yeah, dude, this is exactly. And so, but he made me then research a bunch of different companies. Like, he's like, what do you like about this website? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, how do I tell what I like from a website? It was so new, but I think that one thing, I don't want to, like, hype myself up right now, but, like, I am, like, pretty decisive, especially when it comes to, like, my company. Mm-hmm. So if people are like, do you like this or this? I'm like, this.
That's and good.
You get that answer in 10 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, because sometimes you have to be like, this is what you don't have time to go back and forth on stuff.
Yeah. Especially when I'm trying to drop something like a month away and I'm like, shit, I literally have to have this answer to them today or else it's not going to happen next month.
Yeah.
And I've already told people it's coming next month or like whatever it is. So yeah, I had him do that. And then before this company, like before my company, I kind of modeled a little bit. I don't like to say that, but like I kind of
you took some pics.
I took some pics, and so I knew photographers that way. And then kind of, I don't want to say everything else, but like I did a lot of shit myself. Like mm-hmm. even last minute website stuff. On my launch day, I was up at since 3 a.m. And I worked on the website for like 5 hours.
That is crazy.
And then I went to the beach with my mom. I took pictures in the suit so mm-hmm. I could announce the company launch. And then literally 15 minutes before. So I did two shoots. So I typically do two shoots per drop. 15 minutes before launch, I get all the social shoot drops. Drops from yes. the social photo shoot. 15 minutes before. And I was like, I had to go through 400 photos. And I was like, oh my God, I need like a group photo, but like, do I need a group photo? I was like, fuck, okay. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But it was great. I don't know. We'll probably talk about drops in a little bit.
Oh, we will. Okay. We're going to talk about all of it. I want to know, how did you get word out about your business? Like, how did you go about getting people to know it?
Social media.
Yeah.
Like, social media is like 98% of my marketing. And I think just like, what's really hard for me sometimes is to like hype up the product. Because, like, so much thought goes in each of these products. Like, even though I can't create something for everyone all the time, I do put in so much thought to the suits. I would say, like, 95% of them. And so I would just, like, talk about my product. And then I'm just like, oh, yeah. Like, and then, like, another thing about, like, or, like, one of my important things about like my company to me is like being as eco-friendly as possible. And so when you get to wear something like more than once, like not just at the beach or like mm-hmm. not just at the pool or whatever it is, like it's like, oh, I can wear this as a going out top, and yeah. I can wear this as a, okay, like I can wear this, and I can even in colder weather, like I was like a week after I launched, we went to visit my boyfriend's family in New Hampshire. And I was like, okay, so how am I going to promote and, like, take photos of bikinis in right. fall? And so I, like, wore my one piece as, like, a bodysuit, like, with jeans and a button down. And it looked so cute. And I was like, yeah, this is totally cute together. So, I don't know, I would just try to, like, not, like, think outside the box, but, like, just think of ways that I could hit everyone that lives everywhere. Like, how can I, like, make this or cater this to them, pretty much.
Did you just tell everyone in your life that you were starting a company? Like,
yeah. Yeah. And I think that everyone kind of like knew it was coming. And they're like, oh my God, like you're starting your company? Like, what? And so like everyone kind of knew it was coming. And then I would post about it. And then someone else would like look at it and then be like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I had like, yeah, on the day of launch, like so many people posted that I came up with my company. I was like, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Well, it's good. You have to, you,
oh, when it's you so part start, of me now. Yeah. Like, it's like, everywhere I go, I kind of be like, hey. I mean, I bring it up very casually. But yeah. Like, guys, fucking look at me.
I have a little sim brand. It's not so little anymore, but like, hey.
It's little.
But it's not like
no.
Microscopic.
That is true. That is true.
Do you feel like, even to this day, do you feel like some of this, you're just winging it?
Oh my God, yeah. Literally, like last night, I think I was driving home. So I had class yesterday. And last night I was driving home, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should watch more videos on, if I were to hire someone, what would the name of their role be? And what would they do for me? And like just knowing more about like a CEO, a COO, like mm-hmm. a stylist, a designer. Like, I mean, I'm naming everything I know, but like stuff like that. I'm like, okay, so, and what's really helpful, like, is to look at how other people do it. And there's, like, I mean, I don't copy, you know, their whatever it is.
But inspiration and just,
it's like, yeah. Okay, so they use that person to do that job. Do I need someone to do that job, or can I still manage doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And so, because it has just become so much for me, that I'm like, do I hire someone? Or, like, can I keep doing this on my own? And if I keep doing it on my own, does that, like, work? And if I... Or sometimes I'm like, I just need someone that does this and this. I'm like, that probably has a job title.
Right.
You know, so some of that stuff, I mean, I definitely wing it. I'm planning my first event right now. And wow. I mean, I was like.
Tell the people what you're doing.
I'm hosting a fashion show. Yeah, very exciting. And I'm very excited for it. But just like all these, like I have to coordinate with so many people. I like kind of came up with this idea to kind of do it in like June, like May, June, I'm like, okay, maybe I should just do one myself. Like, that might be something I'm like looking to do. And then I started planning in August because I was like, that even feels kind of early to start planning in August. Dude, it's like a month out and I'm like shitting bricks.
Yeah,
I'm
like, there's so many moving pieces.
And we're doing a pop-up. So you could come to shop. Like, you can come shop.
Yeah. So you've never taken a business course. So you are, you've just been learning, taking it all in along the way and like figuring things out as you go.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are like, to start a business, you need to have.
Dude, but it's not, like, I don't want to say it's not hard because it definitely is hard. But I know it's always scary. I know it's like, you know, people are always scared of the unknown. And that's in everywhere in life. And so I just think that you just got to start doing it and like come up with a business plan. I mean, I don't even fucking do that. So I don't want to say to do that.
Yeah.
But like, you know, come out like with, okay, so I want to do this, this, and this, and this. So what can I do right now? I can do designs. I can do measurements. And I can start looking at how people find a manufacturer.
Because anyone can technically start.
Dude, anyone can start a business.
You do pop-ups.
I do.
So your store mainly exists online, but we were just talking about this in the kitchen, but I want you to talk about like,
yeah, totally,
what your pop-ups look like and how that came about and like what kind of role that plays in your business.
Yeah, so pop-ups might look fucking glamorous. Dude, it is sweaty from 7 a.m. to 4 fucking p.m. And so pop-ups I do at like certain markets. There's a lot of markets like around here. They're kind of like farmers markets, but they're not really like specifically towards vegetables and whatever a typical farmers market may be. And some of them, like, you have to, I mean, a lot of them you have to sign up for in advance. And then some of them you even have to have like a GE tax number, mm-hmm. which you get from an LLC, or like, that's how I got mine, was from my LLC. So that's why I think that LLCs are super important. It also just saves you and like,
and protects covers you. Yeah. You.
So I do pop-ups at least once a month. I try. This month I'm doing 3. Next month I'm doing 2 technically. And then in December I'm doing 3 again. And so I love them because I get to like meet people. And then, dude, okay, so I had this at my last pop-up. I had this girl that was like looking at the suits. I'm like, okay, like, let me know if you need any help. Like, I have more sizes of everything. Like, just kind of giving her like a little rundown on my company. And she's like, so I had to tell you, like, I'm from Australia. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And she's like, yeah, but I'm studying abroad here. And I like, I've known about your company for like forever now. And I've just waited to like, she's like, you usually do pop-ups on North Shore. But you finally are doing one in town and like,
aww.
I can finally come like check out your swimsuits.
That is so cool. Like seeing the people who you Dude, see pop Australia. Up in your Shopify in person, like that must be so crazy.
And then people come in and they're like, okay, one of my favorite things is when people come in, and they're like, I want the Gavin bottoms and the Beth top, please.
And they just know the names.
Like, yeah, totally. Okay, what size and what color do you want? Yeah, it's so awesome. Pop-ups are pretty big for me because I also reach a lot of people that don't know about my company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great like marketing tool. And then especially like my tote bags, my hats, like my smaller accessory items. If you're like, if they're here like shopping for a friend or like it's someone's birthday soon or whatever it may be, perfect $25 hat, great present. You know what I mean? Like it's little stuff like that that helped me like not clear out my accessories, but like, you know, my accessories sell well,
yeah.
Like my swimsuits sell pretty well over there too. And it's just like, I don't know, just being part of the community as well is super important.
So, not just behind a screen.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure.
And then people get to feel my suits.
True.
And they feel the quality. I'm like, okay, here
you get
you go.
To interact with the people. You're not just rotting behind a computer screen, which I know you do a lot. So with that being said, what does, not with school involved, but say on a, not even a free day, on an out of the blue day,
what
does kind of your routine or like a day in your life look like?
Oh my God.
I know it's all different.
You honestly don't even want to hear it because you're gonna be like, are you okay?
No, stress me out right now.
Make you stress. Like, okay.
Motivate me. It's about drive. It's about power.
Wake up at like 5:36 because of anxiety. Like,
naturally?
I just don't sleep. Yeah. This morning I woke up at 5. Yesterday I woke up at 2. I was up since 2.
You woke up at night.
I woke up at night.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I should probably get some work done. And I worked before class. Yeah. But I wake up early, and then if I'm feeling it, I go for a walk before work. But then I call my mom, and then we talk about work. So it's like, even today, I was like, oh, yeah, I love talking to my mom on my walk. And I'm like, we're literally talking about the fashion show and, like, what we have to do in order to get, like, to get the runway going and, like, how we have to get more hangers and start doing all that stuff. And then I would say that I start, like, I mean, I definitely go on Instagram first thing to answer DMs, see if anyone posted in the middle of the night. See if I have any like DMs about sizing or like, hey, I wanted to order this. Like, do you think this would go with this? Whatever it may be. And then I typically post. And then I try to post, like, every morning. I'm like, good morning. So I like to have a face behind the company. Like, mm-hmm. So you feel connected to the company.
You do a great job of that.
Thank you.
Because it's like, if I didn't know who you were, if I weren't your friend and I yeah. saw the blue, I'd be like, oh, this is the owner. It's not just
yeah.
this brand that's like,
and I really like that. This? Like, I personally like when other companies do that. And so I try to do that. And I like try to take people like along my day. It's literally different every day. I also, so my manufacturers are overseas. So I typically answer my manufacturers in the morning because I'll typically be asleep when they text me, oh, this, like updates. And so if they need an answer back, like, oh, this size is a little bit weird. Do you want to try a different measurement? I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Or like if something got shipped, I'm like, okay, I have to like make a payment maybe, or just whatever. Also, being here in Hawaii, you wake up to a lot of texts.
That's the worst thing ever.
From other people. Because it's their noon. Right. So why would you not be ready to work? I'm like, right. I don't have boundaries like that to not answer my texts until 9 a.m. And I've been trying like so hard lately to not work till 9 a.m. And then if I don't start working, like I just procrastinate work, which is very... I was gonna say out of the blue for me, but like very like unorient, like not typical of me. Yeah, like sometimes today I had to like package orders and like rearrange my office.
So you do this all by yourself?
Yes, I do this all by myself.
You don't have help. You don't have like someone who's packaging things for you. You're running to the post office.
Yeah. The aunties there love me. I love them.
Oh, I bet you are all besties. Do you like that part? Like seeing what someone ordered?
Dude,
and
packaging is like, because it's therapeutic for me because I don't have to be on my computer screen. Mm. I mean, even though I technically do to, like, look at the order.
Right.
But I'm like, okay, like, what are they getting? And then I love when people get combos that I haven't thought of. I'm Ooh. Like, that's really good. Like, that's a great combo.
Did you see my order come in the other day?
Of course. And it was at 1:30 in the morning. And I was like, I woke up. I was like,
Ava,
oh.
What?
I was like, 2 a.m., okay.
No, because I go, let me just pop off real quick. It's the Alex One Piece, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. I just posted an Instagram on it recently and it's in brown. And I was like, oh, I got so many compliments when I was wearing this. I need more colors. So I bought the cream. It's so
good.
And
you know you can mix and match it.
Girl.
Yeah, because it ties. It unties.
Oh, it's my favorite.
It's fantastic. And mix and match, it's fantastic.
I love that you saw it anyway. But
I did see it. I was like, okay. And you had texted me that you were in it that day. So I was like, okay, Ava. And then I like woke up. And I was like getting ready to go to the pop-up. And I'm like, oh, someone ordered something. I'm like, what did they order? I'm like, Ava. And I literally was like, should I just fucking bring it to her?
No, I like wanted to get it shipped to me.
Okay, well, it got shipped.
Perfect. I got the notification. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So how often do you do like photo shoots and stuff?
Photo shoots?
And do you enjoy them?
Sensitive topic. I do like photo shoots. I just think that photo shoots have become so exhausting to me that sometimes it's really hard for me to be like, this is so fun. Mm-hmm. Like, while this is other people like wearing my suits, like that's like so awesome to like see that. And like, I really do like creative directing, and I think I'm like pretty fucking good at it too.
She is. I hired her recently. Well, she helped me because she's a fantastic freaking friend. But yeah, you're the best at that. What does like behind the scenes of a photo shoot look like? Because I remember before I started Sunglow, I was like, photo shoots. Freaking amazing. Like, that's all I want to do. And then I did my first one and I just, it was a stress fest.
Yeah.
So does that look like?
So it depends on like the photo shoots. Like I typically do two shoots, like I mentioned before. So I typically do one for website and then one for socials. Just because my website, I like to shoot with the same photographer every time because we shoot in nature. So like I don't use a backdrop or anything. Like I don't use a studio. I want those to look very natural. Nothing, like nothing's edited. I just like want those to look very uniform. We shoot like the same time, same location, like every drop. For bigger drops, I also do a social shoot, and then social shoots are like typically more fun. I can get more creative with it. But both of them, I'm like, okay, we gotta shoot all the suits, especially website shoots. I'm like, okay, front and back. Was anything wrinkled? Is the wind like not doing it? Is something like flipping over? And it's not even that, like, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, the suits, like I should have designed that better. I'm like, no, it's like literally just
her. The elements.
She just ran down the beach. Yeah. Like, you know, and so anyways, it's just like figuring that out. And then I don't know, photo shoots can be really awesome, but you have to text everyone individually. I hate
coordinating
like is my least favorite thing. Like I think about wedding planners, I'm like, I could never do that. forever. Like, just texting everyone. And then if one person can't, I have to find a new model. And then sometimes I have to, like, wait for, like, this and this. But I do love photo shoots because I really try my hardest to create a really good environment. And so I typically send out to my models beforehand. I'm like, dude, do not even feel, like, pressured to shave, to, like, look a certain way.
Come
like,
as you are.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, makeup, do however you want to do, because you're going to look best when you're confident. So if that means a full face of makeup for you, that's awesome. Do that.
If it's nothing, then great.
No, if it's nothing, then just come as is. Same with hair. I'm like, yeah, dude, if you would love to straighten your hair and, like, do whatever you want to do with it, go for it. But I don't care. I just want you to be happy. And I want to create a very comfortable environment. And I'm like, listen, I always say, I'm like, if you're uncomfortable at any point in the photo shoot, that is not how you should feel. So please let me know and we will change whatever it is. Because, like, this is a very safe space. And that's another thing, like, that I wanted to start, like, when I did, like, when I started my company. It's like, I really wanted to create just a really great environment and, like, community. And it's just like, I look how I look. This is me in a swimsuit. That's it. Like, the swimsuit should be, like, the easiest fucking part of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have so much other shit going on in your life. These suits should just work for you. And I think that they do. Or I try to make them so that they do.
So also at these shoots, it's not only the photographer taking pics. You're getting behind the scenes and all those other things. I know you usually have your mom with you a lot of the time, or not
actually,
anymore.
Actually, no, not anymore.
Oh, so, she's retired?
She's retired. No, I actually do it all, not all myself, because I typically have an assistant there. Mm-hmm. So what I'll have that assistant for is that I'll give him a list beforehand. I'm like, okay, this is the order that we're shooting him in. So when I'm taking behind the scenes and, like, fixing a strap or retying this or working with a photographer, can you just get, like, the, you know, just direct the girl, like, oh, hey, this is the next suit that we're shooting. Like, is, like, you know, are you okay? Do you need help tying a strap? Like, you know, do you need help with which one? Like, stuff like that, taking tags off, whatever it is. Because all the models also get to keep their suits.
Mm-hmm. Takes a village.
It does.
So what kind of help have you outsourced so far? You're 1 year into this. I know you do most of it by yourself. What help have you, like, hired? And if you haven't hired that much, like, what do you kind of want with that?
Okay, so I have one employee and she's on my sustainability team because I think that, like, one thing, I mean, not I think, but I know that one thing I do not want to do is just, like, promote greenwashing. And so I do take our planet very seriously. I just sometimes don't have the time to do, like, the research of, like, hey, this is the latest on this, like, so don't use this type of thing. And so she's on my team, love her. And someone that I want to hire is just, like, another me. Like, another mm-hmm. me would be awesome.
To do, like, what tasks? Like, what tasks would you love to delegate?
I just think, like, planning stuff. Like, to be honest, like, first of all, I don't like to text my phone. So if you text me, I probably going to grab my computer and text you from my computer. Or just, like, creating content, like, doing the social medias. It's hard to, like, give that up to someone or, like, put that on someone else because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, like, I do trust you, it's not that, but, like,
it's your baby.
Yeah.
And it's, like, no one can ever get your brain and, like, know exactly, so I get that. It's, like, probably the hardest thing to do.
Like, I would, like, so social media has become, like, such a job to me because it's so part of my job. I just wish, like, social media to me is a job, so it's not, like, entertaining anymore necessarily because subconsciously, like,
you're working.
I'm not thinking about it. I'm like, okay, so that's a trendy song. Mm-hmm. Or like, I'm like, okay, so how could I kind of do that for out of the blue? Or like, how can I make a video like that for out of the blue?
It's always on your mind. Do you feel like this is like a 24/7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. Because I like, don't get me wrong. I love my job and I'm very lucky nowadays to like love my job and have a job that I'm very passionate about. And so as much as we're saying, it's a lot of fucking work, it's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a really awesome
fucking job. Rewarding,
yeah.
I was going to save this question for the end, but I'm just going to ask it now. What is, like, your biggest dream with Out of the Blue? And how long do you think you, like, is this, like, a kind of forever? Not forever, I mean, whatever, like.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have kids and, like, still be doing this, like, in 15 years. Something I don't really know, I would just love to just create a bigger community because I think that another thing, like, that I don't think I really touched upon this earlier, looks are so emphasized and women, and, like, specifically, like, women have this, like, push from society to, like, feel beautiful and look beautiful all the time. That's, like, fucking bullshit. Your looks have nothing to do with who you are as a person. And so, like, maybe looking at me, you don't know I run a company. You probably fucking don't. And you probably don't know I'm in college. And you probably don't know I also work for another company. And you probably don't know I'm an awesome fucking person, that I speak Japanese. You know, mm-hmm. that I used to live in Japan. I've been to 30 countries. Like, you don't know that. So I just think, like, for me, it's, like, at the core, like, it's woman empowerment. And promoting that you can look beautiful in whatever the fuck you wear. You don't have to be a certain size to wear a swimsuit. Because that's that whole phenomenon of, like, oh, like, I have to, like, look like this and wear a swimsuit. No, you fucking don't. Guess what? I have your size. You know? So you get to fucking wear it. And I think that it's really just taking pressure off women to feel like they have to look a certain way or that their looks matter so much. And it's like, no, dude, because you're awesome. That's why, you know, like, you're an awesome fucking person. And that's the end of it. Lately on social media, I just feel like beauty has been emphasized so much. And it's like, everyone's beautiful, dude. Not just society's fucking standard. Like, you do not have to look a certain way to be deemed as beautiful. And so I just think that focusing on some of that stuff, for like, I study sociology, and so like, that's a huge part of my life. And so I just think that like, talking about issues or just like trying to help with something.
All right, so you all know I love sharing my current favorite things I'm loving, and a big one recently is Go Macro Bars. Personally, I just love the convenience of throwing it in my tote bag on the go or eating one before or after a workout class, and I really enjoy the taste of them. My current favorite is the peanut butter chocolate chip flavor. I've been having one a day, and it's so scrumptious. Go Macro Bars are available in 16 mouthwatering flavors and are packed with 100% plant-based ingredients to fuel your body and mind. Macro Bars are made from simple, high-quality ingredients and are certified organic, vegan, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO, clean, and soy-free. And if you have a food allergy, there's still great options for you to choose from. During Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is right now in October, a percentage of net proceeds from the Sunny Uplift Macro Bar goes to the Keep a Breast Foundation. The Keep a Breast Foundation empowers young people worldwide with breast health education and support. So with each purchase of their Sunny Uplift Macro Bar made with sweet cherries, scrumptious berries, and gluten-free oats, you help support breast cancer prevention and education. So join Go Macro in the battle against breast cancer by going to gomacro.com and using promo code MIND for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50. I know there's going to be a flavor you love, so go check out gomacro.com and use promo code MIND. I feel like I already know the answer to this question because I go, I am indeed her friend. And we've talked about this before. How do you balance all of the different things in your life? Because she's a student, she's a business owner, she's a friend, she's a girlfriend, she's like all these different things. If you don't balance it, like how do you remain mentally sane with all these things?
I don't balance it. It's something I'm trying to work on. I don't know. I write a lot of things down. Like I keep a planner for sure, because even something like even now I've become so busy that even my fun stuff I'm doing, I write down. So, like, stuff that I originally thought I would be like, oh, I'm going to hang out with Avon Thursday. I wrote that down, like, in all three of my fucking journals, like, my planners. Honestly, I have a pretty good fucking memory. Like, dude, okay, so it's not for nothing. Sunglow was the first story I saw this morning when I woke up. And I was going to say when I walked into your apartment earlier, like, hey, you're launching the 18th, right? And it was something I saw at 5:30 in the morning, and I fucking knew it. And then I watched back it later, and I was like, oh, okay, so it's Tuesday the 18th. I thought Wednesday was the 18th. And so I was like, okay, yeah, Tuesday's the 18th. Okay, like, so she's launching then.
Stop so the I'm way like, you know.
Yeah, and so I'm like, okay, like, what can I do? Like, you know, okay, I'm like, okay, so she's going to be doing this, this, and this because she's launching next Tuesday. So I'm like, okay, she's going to do this, this, and this. To go back to your question, I just think that, honestly, dude, like, when you like what you do, like, a lot of it is work. And I think that some stuff I'm like, okay, I have to get back to emails today. I have to get back to my manufacturer. And sometimes, like, when I'm thinking about it and I don't want to physically do it, another thing I do is I make really unrealistically long checklists for the next day. So that if I don't want to do that right now, but I want to do this, I have enough time that I can procrastinate that one task and then do that task. And so sometimes, like, especially, like, over the weekends, like, a lot of people don't work. I do. But a lot of people don't. And so then a lot of people are not going to answer their texts. And so I'm like, okay, on Monday, check in with this, 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 and this. And I'm like, okay, you know, ask for an update about where this is at. Like, when are those tote bags be here? When are they think they're going to be shipped? Like, what process are they in right now? Like, are they printing them? Like, what are they doing right now? And I think that's also just part of, like, timeline stuff. So, like, even with my suits, I have through, like, next summer planned out just because I want to get those samples done. I also like gave my manufacturer like a list that of samples that I want done by the end of what month, so that that way like I know that if I do it wrong, I still have 4 months to like fix it before I launch it.
Do you feel like out of the blue is your main priority over school? Like how, because I know those are like probably the two biggest priorities in your life right now. Like what holds what weight to you right now?
That's so good. I think that school for me is still really important because we were actually kind of talking about this in one of my classes. More women right now are going to school than men, which is like kind of interesting. Yeah, it's only like 55 to like,
okay, you
know, 55% women. So it's only 5% more. But I think that school still remains very important to me, especially because I like what I study. And I find when I study very fucking important. I think overall I would love if I just sit out of the blue, but I definitely think that being an educated woman is really important to me, especially because I do have the opportunity to get an education that I do want to come out with saying like, or not even just saying, but just like, I do want to come out with a BA. Like I do want to graduate college and it is a goal. And so I'm in my senior year right now and I'm actually taking an extra semester to graduate just because of how fucking busy I am.
Mm-hmm.
I just like with COVID, I didn't want to take more classes online. So I only took 4 instead of 5. But I think that I'm doing school now. I think they're both 50-50 priority. I also need academic validation, like, heavily. Again, I find my classes really interesting, which I'm, like, very thankful that I do. But I'm working it now because I only have 2 semesters after this one, and then I'm done.
And you're going to do Out of the Blue?
Out of the Blue,
like,
full-time. Oh, yeah. Or that's like,
the goal.
That's the goal, is that hopefully by then Out of the Blue will be in a place where I can, you know, do it full-time.
Do you feel like any areas in your life have suffered because of running your own business, relationships or friendships, like, or time for yourself even too?
Yeah, I think just like time for myself. Like it's like the quickest thing that I get rid of in my schedule is just time for myself. And so like, I don't work out anymore. I used to work out a lot. It's just because mornings now start off with like me doing Instagram posts and like showering to go to a photo shoot, packaging orders like before I go to school, or like, I'm always like on the go, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like I do like my job, and I want people to understand that I do like my job, as busy as I am. I just think that like some of my relationships have probably suffered because people are like, oh, I know you're so stressed. Yeah, but so are you, right? Like I'm stressed because you, and like, I think that people, like the thing is like, people know I'm stressed because I'm verbal about it, or like I'm verbal about my, you know, I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Like I was thinking about like when we could go out. I'm like, oh, I think I can go out in like 2 Thursdays. I think I'm free. And I'm like, oh my God. But again, people like know I'm busy.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing, but everyone's busy. I think that some of my relationships have suffered a little bit. I mean, I'm definitely stressed, which is going to affect anything. Like, especially in my relationships, I'm like, oh yeah, sorry, I can't hang out. Like, gotta go to work, or like I gotta do this or that. I don't know, I really gotta allow time for myself more, but like especially doing this on your own. One thing is that you'll never like tell someone else like, oh, do all these things in one day, but you're so quick to give it to yourself.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because you have to like keep yourself accountable in that way because
Yeah.
It all lays on you. If something doesn't get done, it's like...
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't send out that package, so now it's not going to get there until this is and this, and I was supposed to get there, you know, whenever. Or like, okay, I didn't send out the email that this is the date of the rehearsal for the fashion show, and so then no one knows, and so like, you know, whatever it is, it's like, yeah, you have to be on top of it. Probably the hardest part of the job now is that no one tells you what to do. So if you wanted to get something done before the holiday season, or you want to have a product launch before the holiday season, and now it's too late, it's going to come out in, say, January, February, well, now you can't do it. Or, like, you know, it's not going to come out then, you're going to have to just, like, kind of go with the flow with that. And so I think that, like, that's also part of the stress, is, like, okay, like, you have to check yourself and check, not, like, even, like, your products or whatever, but you just have to be, like, okay, what do I want to do by December? What do I want to do by March? Okay. And then you have to like work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that just like the daily check-in of like, hey, how's this going? It's like so hard to remember to do that.
For yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like with running your own company, a lot of it is self-discipline. And that's something that is very hard to come by. It's so hard to have that like self-motivation, self-discipline. Because it's like, you have to have a mix of, yes, take things easy on yourself, like be kind to yourself, but you also have to know when to like, when it's time to go.
And there are so many times where, especially, okay, so last year after a pop-up, it was an exhausting pop-up. I had a 10-page paper due that night. Oh. And I wrote 5 pages that day after the pop-up.
Oh.
And it was one of those times where I'm like, dude, I literally had to do it. I did it to myself that I didn't do this sooner. Mm-hmm. But let's do it. I got an A- on it. It was perfect.
Okay. Yeah. She still pulled it out. Yeah.
But it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I don't want to do that right now, but I'm going to have to, you know.
Would you say that's the hardest part of, like, being your own boss is, do you have an easy time, like, staying on task with things and, like, having, like, an idea of what you need to do every day? Or, like, what do you think is the hardest part about running yourself?
I think that I can stay on task pretty well. I just think that sometimes I stay on task too well, that I spend too long on a task. And I'm like, it's not 4 p.m., and I plan a fashion show. And it was just like the hangers of the fashion show. Like, okay, we gotta like move on. And I'm like doing all this math. I'm like, okay, so we have all this. Like, how are we
doing far too much?
Dude, I was just like, okay, it's September 2nd. Like, you gotta chill. And I like recorded myself doing that too. I'm like, dude, you just gotta chill.
Do you think you're a perfectionist in some ways with Out of the Blue?
I honestly don't think so. Like, I don't think so. And I'm fucking glad I'm not. But I think with like the suit style, I am, or I'm pretty close to it, but I think that, like, especially with, like, my Instagram posts, I need to do better, to be honest. But it's also probably just me being way too hard on myself. But I think that some things I am a perfectionist with, but I would not, like, necessarily
label yourself. Yeah, yeah,
like, qualify myself for that.
It's funny because I remember I saw this thing a while ago, and it was like, people think it's good to strive to be a perfectionist, but you get nothing done. Like,
really?
Nothing's
a perfectionist.
No.
Oh, okay.
I've started to, like, let go of, you know.
Well, I don't know, Ava. You're pretty, like you love having your shit done right.
Yes. I'm trying to scale back. I'm trying to pipe down.
Yeah. Dude, you were, like, literally telling me, you're like, yes, we're going to do all these videos. And I'm like, really? Like, and you're talking about Sunglow, you're like, yeah, no, like, this. And I'm like, oh, and like, I'm good if I like get my phone in the sand and like record myself.
I think it's just because for me, I'm like, videos are my thing. So I'm
like, you know what to do. Like that's like your thing. Yeah. Like that's 110% not my thing.
What do you think is your thing? Like, what is your
dude, behind the scenes all the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I like never had to post on Instagram again for Out of the Blue, would literally love my job probably 10 times more.
Do you think you'd ever give that up? Not give that up, but like,
you know, if I met the right person that like really knew my company super well, because I think that like, again, when my entire marketing strategy at the moment, or like not marketing strategy, but like when all my marketing is from social media, giving that up is all my marketing.
Right.
So it's like, if someone does that wrong or, you know, whatever it is, it's like, oh, okay, well,
there's also beauty to like starting off by doing it by yourself, because one day you might not, day you probably won't. I don't know, just I feel like it's a good satisfaction that you probably have, knowing that you literally did this.
Yeah,
and you built this by yourself.
And that's what's like funny is that sometimes, especially like at pop-ups, people are like, you did this, like you designed this all. I'm like, yeah, like that, like this is my company. They're like, wow, like can I ask like how old you are? I'm like, oh, I'm 21. They're like, and you designed all this? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I'm just like, yeah, like, because sometimes I just get so caught up with, like, everything else that I forget.
You don't realize,
to, like,
yeah, how much you're doing.
Pat myself in the back.
Yeah, like, give yourself a little gold star.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to do that.
Yes. Okay, so I have one more personal question before we hop into the Instagram questions.
Okay.
But what advice would you give to someone who wants to start their own business?
I would say, like, don't compare yourself to other companies. Or, like, just to other brands, whatever it is. Because I think that when you compare yourself to other brands, then it starts like, oh, but they're doing that and I'm not doing that. And then da-da-da. Yeah, but you're your own company. Like, just take it at your own fucking speed pace. Like, which one do I want to say? Take it at your own pace. It's like, everyone's business is going to look different. And that's the beauty of starting your own company, is that you get to do something differently than other people. Or, like, you could if you want to do. And I just think that, like, also, don't be intimidated, because when you say, like, oh, how do I start my own company on Google? Like, it's probably gonna, like,
yeah,
like, you know, I haven't looked it up personally, but like, I'm just saying, don't let the thought of like, oh my God, I'm gonna be running a business, like, scare you. Because
take it day by day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it took me 9 months to start my company, and I thought it was gonna take me 1 month.
I thought I was gonna launch in 2020.
You did. When did you start planning in 2020?
May.
I was like, wow, like, like, first 2 months of quarantine. You're like, you know what, guys? I'm going to fucking
time. Start. It's time. I'm bored, y'all. Yeah. All right, I'm going to hop into the Instagram questions I asked you guys on the podcast Instagram at My Mind Pod. What questions you guys have for McKenna? So I'm going to read and ask her some of them now. How do you come up with ideas?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question because it's like, you have so many swimsuits. And thank in you. Theory, it's like, swimsuits, that's only one thing, but you've diversified what you sell. How do you come up with these ideas?
I think that sometimes, like, it starts with, I'm like, I like look at like the color palette of my suits. I'm like, dude, I fucking need a pink. Like, and I was like, okay, I need something pink, which is actually funny because that's the Ava one piece. Sometimes I'm like, okay, this is a lot of neutrals. Or I realized how many green suits I came up with. I'm like, do you think my fucking color is green? Like, holy shit. I think that sometimes it just like kind of comes to me. Like, I'm like, okay, that would be so cute on a print. Like, I have a really, I mean, I can't say it, but I can show you it later. I have a really cute print coming out, and it's so different than my other prints. And I'm like, holy shit, it's so good.
Yay.
Yeah, and so I think that, or sometimes, like, when I'm coming up with, like, styles, I'm like, okay, so I should do something for that situation. So, like, a surf suit. I'm like, I should do a surf suit. When you want something that's, like, a more, like, cute bikini, like, it's more cute, but it's still supportive. How do we do that? So, like, I'll do something like that, and I'm like, okay, so we should have thicker straps. They should be a little bit tighter, but it's still, like, adjustable. I don't know, stuff like that. And I just think that sometimes it just, like, kind of comes to me, which is, like, probably not the answer that you want.
No, but that's so true. Like, when you sit down to brainstorm, nothing.
Dude, it just doesn't work.
There's no way.
And then sometimes, or, like, sometimes I'll see a shirt, I'm like, that'd be fucking great if it was this, this, and this. Dude, one time I found it, like, I saw this girl's shirt, and I'm like, I would love to design a suit like that. And I fucking had. Like, oh, that's my knowledge.
Ooh, this is interesting. What are some strategies you have for marketing that doesn't make you lose followers? I'm like, I don't know. I'm losing followers, like, on all my platforms
maybe,
every day. So.
Maybe Ava would be a better.
I don't. Instagram's in a really weird place right now. Like, I'm like on a little downtrend right now, I notice everyone is.
Yeah.
So
I think. I don't know. What's funny is that I hear everyone saying that people are, like, using Instagram less. I'm not.
Girl.
I don't know.
Like, get on it, guys. Yeah. We need you.
I'm like, hey, guys. Yeah, we would love to have you on there.
I wish I had an answer for this. I don't.
I know how to get more people to your page is, like, polls. Like, when people interact with your posts, that's, like, the best way to have more people find your profile, or, like, more people that follow you already see it. And then it's kind of, like, reminds them, like,
that you exist.
Oh, like, you know, this is a company. Or it's like, oh, this is the company I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Or, like, whatever you're doing. I don't know how to not post and, like, or how to post and not lose followers. Because I also, like, what's so funny is that you posted the other day. Like, you posted my suit. And so I got, like, 30 new followers. The next day, I posted something, 10 down. I was like, right. Okay, like, awesome.
Okay, guys. Thank you. I don't know. I feel like that's a good point. That, like, definitely engaging, creating a community. It's probably the best way, because then you feel connected to people.
Yeah,
because most of the times I unfollow a lot of brands who I'm like, wait, why do I, like, yeah, I buy their stuff, but I don't need to follow them, but I follow the ones that I feel connected to.
Yeah I think that, can I talk about company?
Yeah,
I think that Jerf Avenue,
oh my fantastic, god, the blueprint.
Blueprint. Literally, I think that they do a fantastic job of, like, the day in the life, because I think that, like, I mean, even you guys probably listening to this want to know the behind the scenes of a company. And I would fucking love to show you if it wasn't coming in next May.
Yeah, true.
Like, I would fucking love to talk you through my new set coming out. But I just, or it's like money stuff. And I can't show you that either. I'm sorry. Like, I just can't show you that. Or it's just, like, me on a call and it's like, but you have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But I would love to show more of my day. And I just can't. But I think that Jerf Avenue is a great, like, in between. Yes,
definitely check out their stuff. Yeah. I know. I get so much inspiration from them. I'm like, we're putting that on the social calendar. Ooh, I like this one. When do you start to profit?
maybe don't ask me.
It's funny because you think there's going to be instant gratification. If you go into starting a business with the intent of making, like, money right off the bat, you're going to be very disappointed.
Well, I think it's also, in the first year of starting your company, it's kind of unrealistic to think that you're going to make money the first year. I think that's for any company because you're paying off startup costs. You're paying, like, you're reinvesting so much back into your company. And then you, like, want to do fun stuff too. Like, owning a company can be fucking awesome at some points. Like, as much as work as it can be, like, I'm on a fucking podcast right now.
She what? Is.
What? Like, I'm speaking at an event next month. I'm hosting a fashion show next month. I think I'm going to be on another podcast. Like, it's just, it's really, there's so many fun opportunities. And then, dude, I have, like, my suit collection is fucking awesome now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all you own now? Random question. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because, like, say I, like, wore a different suit I owned before I started my company. And I, like, meet someone. They're like, oh, I'm like, oh, yeah, I own a company. They're like, are you wearing it? And I'm like, no.
Truth.
Like, it's also just marketing. You know what I mean? It's true. Just, like, and, dude, I like what I, like, I design what I like. It fits me well. It's comfortable. My motto is I like to have my vagina covered and my ass out.
Yes. And, well, because some, if your butt is out, then so are the lips.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, that's for, like, me only. Please.
Not for the whole beach. No. Yeah. But and, I love that question. I love that she asked that. Because I do think that's, like, a common thing that you think. When you start to profit. Yeah. Because it's like, I remember, like, my first launch, I was like, oh, wait, we sold out so much stuff. Like, this is going amazing. And then you take out, you know, other people's cuts and you're paying out whatever.
Other people's cuts, photographers,
models, like, whatever it is.
Even, like, getting film developed. I'll tell you personally, like, having office supplies, like, buying storage for my office, I'm like, oof.
That all comes into account. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, oh, reinvesting. Shipping is so expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, having the bulk order sent to me, so expensive. And so,
I guess the answer is
a minute. We couldn't tell you.
Be patient.
Yeah, no, it'll come. But I just think that expecting it within the first year, I mean, obviously anticipate it. Like, if it does happen, it probably won't happen the first year. But don't lose motivation just because, you know, you're not profiting personally.
That yourself. Doesn't mean you're not being, like,
it doesn't mean, going it doesn't mean you're not successful.
Yeah. All right. This is the last question I'm going to ask McKenna here. But how much time in a week do you dedicate? She's like, she asked if it's like a 9-to-5.
Oh, no. It's like 12 hours a day, at least. I mean, the other day I worked from like 6 a.m., slept from 8 to 2 in the morning, then worked from 2 in the morning till 9 a.m. And then worked the rest of the day, you know? So it's like, I feel like it's not a 9-to-5, in my opinion, like, in my personal experience, it's not. I would say 12 to 14 hour days, some days. But then some days I do less, take off, yeah. You know, once every 4 months.
I give myself one day off every
yeah. No, and what's funny is even those fucking days off, I still check my phone. And yeah. I still text someone that needs to be texted, and I still post.
What is your favorite way to relax? Because most people's like, I like to scroll on whatever.
Oh my God, no. When I'm not working, I'm typically hanging out with friends that I don't work with. Or that, like, not even don't. Like, all my friends pretty much know I work. But I love to, like, do an activity where I, like, literally cannot be my phone. I would say, like, I like surfing when I actually give myself, like, the time to surf. Or, like, reading. Mm-hmm. I find reading very peaceful. Or even just, like, taking a long shower. Like,
oh, yeah.
So stupid.
No, but you'd be surprised.
Dude, I took a long shower this morning and I was like, I'm fucking relaxed.
I'm new.
And the last, not the last time, but, like, I went on a quote-unquote vacation. It was a staycation here. Dude, so relaxed. I was like, no fucking wonder why people love Waikiki. If this is what you fucking experience. I was like, fuck yeah, Waikiki fucking rules. I, like, woke up. I was in, like, a queen-size bed that I didn't have to make. I was, like, in fucking balcony. Yeah. I was, like, with my two best friends and my boyfriend. I was like, this is fucking awesome. Like, I'm like, guys, we gotta cook at breakfast. Like, I don't gotta cook. And I can't cook. And I was like, that's the fucking key. When I have days where I'm so busy, like, doing stuff with friends, like, beach days, like, when we're playing volleyball, and then we're gonna go snorkeling, and then we're gonna swim, and, like, stuff like that, where, like, I love being out in nature, but, like, with my friends. And so it's, like, we're hanging out, we're doing this and that, they're not on their phones, I'm not on their phone, mm-hmm. I'm not on my phone, so, like, they're not on their phone, so I can't be on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, like, what do you guys want to go out for dinner? And I'm like, I'm always way happier, like, after I do that.
Oh my gosh, well, thank you so much for coming on the pod. I can't believe I just took your podcast virginity. Like, Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks anytime. For coming on. Yeah. Anytime. This was the only time. Her first podcast, you killed it. I learned so much hanging out with you every time I like see you. I just always feel so inspired. So I hope all of you listening feel inspired and, you know, just, I don't know, have more of an idea of how you can achieve your dreams, because that's what Miss McKenna here did. So give yourself a little shout out. Tell them all your socials, please.
Okay. Our Instagram is Out of the Blue Swim. And so is our TikTok. And mine is just coconut_files. It's my personal. Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Amazing. Go check it out. Her Out of the Blue Swim feed is so good. The posts are so good. Go tune in. Go like her posts.
Wait.
Give her some love.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
If you guys want to organize your Instagram, I would recommend Planoly. It's Plan Oly. And it's a great app that you can use to help plan out your Instagram feed. And so that way you're not like scrambling when you're like, oh my God, I want to post something, but what's going to look good or whatnot.
Love it.
Yeah.
All the advice. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for all your knowledge.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
I was so nervous.
I know. It was great. I had such a good time.
Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. I will talk to you very soon. And that was everything on my mind.